AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Jennifer Crumley has been on the stand in Michigan in her involuntary manslaughter trial. Her son Ethan shot and killed four students at his high school in 2021. Crumley says she had no role in buying or storing the handgun that was used and shifted responsibility to her husband. Jennifer Crumley was asked about a meeting at her son's school just hours before the shooting. They were discussing some disturbing drawings he had made.
My son wanted to stay at school, so we all discussed that.
Did you feel like you were taking the position of, I am leaving him at school whether he can be here or not?
No, absolutely not.
Crumley and husband James are accused of making a gun accessible at home and ignoring their son's mental health needs. The European Union sealed a deal to supply more aid to Ukraine. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's also a message to the U.S.
Ukraine's economy is a wreck 2 years after Russia's invasion. The EU money is meant to prop up the economy and set up President Vladimir Zelensky's country for future membership.
This is a clear signal that Ukraine will withstand and that Europe will withstand.
In Brussels,
aux États-Unis, il y a aussi un partenaire dans le monde.
European Council President Charles Michel says it's also a signal to the U.S., and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby agrees.
We welcome it, but it's not a substitute for American leadership when it comes to security assistance.
Kirby again urged Congress to approve the president's emergency supplemental request for Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron tells the AP his country would officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of what could be long negotiations between Israel and the Palestinians on a two-state solution. The Dow finished up 369 points. This is AP News. Flocko the owl, whose flight to freedom became a sensation, is celebrating a year of living on his own in New York City. Here's the AP's Julie Walker.
A year ago, Flocko's Central Park Zoo enclosure was vandalized, letting him fly the coop. And like so many New Yorkers, he's made a way for himself in the big city. Birder Jackie Emery has been keeping an eye on Flocko.
And he has not only survived, he is thriving.
At first, Flocko had trouble flying, even bumping into branches. Now he's navigating skyscrapers and catching rats for dinner. David Lay has been documenting Flocko's life on X.
Any owl in New York City, and we've had a good few over the past few years, is magical. People don't expect to see owls in the city.
At first, the zoo tried to lure Flocko back, but then accepted his independence. Police have no updates on who freed the owl. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.